is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Happy hump day to you. Now, Alex, you got some kind of crazy stuff that you have an update for. This isn't Murder Monday, but what exactly is going down?
Well, you know Chris Watts, right? The guy in Colorado who murdered his wife and two kids.
Yeah. And he's saying, like, what he walked in and his wife was trying to, like, kill somebody.
Yeah, that's his defense. His defense is, oh, I had to kill my wife because I walked in and she had already killed one kid and then she was killing the other or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
So then he killed her, which is, by the way, absolute BS. But the craziest update of all time, I think, in any murder case I've ever read came out last night on Radar Online, like, late, like, right as I was going to bed. And I was like, I got to talk about this in the morning. Chris Watts had an alleged gay lover come forward yesterday claiming they met on a gay dating app and had a sexual relationship before he was arrested for the murder of his pregnant wife and their two daughters. So this guy came on HLN yesterday anonymously, said that he and Chris met on the app Meet Me. Apparently, they had an instant sexual relationship. They have not verified his relationship with Chris. Keep this in mind. This is all hearsay, and this guy's anonymous, so who knows? It could be not true.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe this person hates him and what he did because it is awful, and they just want to make him look even worse than he already does, or, you know, for cheating and all this. So I don't know. But Radar Online does get it right most of the time, I think. So that's why I think this is juicy. So the guy says he reached out to me and messaged me. It was small talk. He told me his age, that he had two daughters. He told me he was looking for a relationship in the long run. I asked why his profile said straight. He said he was not out and not ready to be out as far as sexuality. He says he was also having an affair with a coworker, and he says that this, though, could blow the case wide open.
Now, was the coworker a man, too, or did it not specify?
Doesn't specify.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of people have been saying it's a woman, so maybe he's bi, but this guy, the anonymous guy, says we had many conversations. I asked him to make sure he's not bi because he had two children. He told me he didn't know, and that at that moment he was attracted to me as a male. So is that not the craziest update on this story?
Well, if it's true, yes. It's just we need to verify that, you know, it's like you said, it's not somebody just randomly making it up and saying it. But if it is true, what do you think, that maybe is the real reason, like he didn't want to get caught, or his
could
wife
be,
or maybe his wife found out that he was in a relationship
and with a man? If he wasn't ready to be out, maybe he was embarrassed, or you know couldn't accept it about himself or something. Who knows? But I just had to share that because it is so wild, and that's Radar Online. So I'm sure we'll see more updates as it comes out. But so far, it's an anonymous source. It's all in a alleged story, but if it's true, that's pretty crazy.